Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 1, Session 1. 再思救赎其恩，第一部分，第一讲。各位，我们这一次要介绍的是一本福音派改革中神学的巨著，虽然是看起来很薄，但是呢，是一个二十世纪福音派改革中传统留给我们的一个宝藏。作者是 John Murray， 约翰穆里，英文的书名是 Redemption Accomplished and Applied， 书名直译的意思是救赎的成就和救赎的施行，就是耶稣基督他成就了救恩，圣灵呢将主耶稣所成就的救恩施行给上帝要救赎的子民的生命中。我手上的是英文原著的1955年出版，1961-1965-1978-1970-1973年1973年重印的英文版。2015年呢，出版社 William Erdman 终于呢再次的排版出了一本2015年版本，中文由天道书楼在1993年翻译成中文了，中文的书名是再思救赎其恩。中文的翻译有一位姐妹完成，是非常的卓越的。穆里是谁？这本书为什么重要？我们这次的进行方式又是如何呢？让我逐一的介绍一下。首先我用这本英文的原著封底的介绍来介绍一下。 Born in Scotland and educated at the universities of Glasgow and Edinburgh， 穆里呢是在苏格兰出生，在 Glasgow 跟爱丁堡两所的大学受教育。 John Murray went to America where he completed his theological studies at Princeton Theological Seminary。 读完大学之后呢，可能读完硕士，他去美国在普林斯顿神学院完成了他的神学的训练。 In 1929, he was appointed instructor in systematic theology at Princeton。 1929年由普林斯顿神学院委派他做系统神学的教师 instructor。 The following year, he took up similar duties at Westminster Theological Seminary where he served as professor of systematic theology from 1937 till his retirement。 1930年他就去了费城的威敏斯特神学院，在那里也是任教系统神学。1937年之后，1937年呢，他就委任系统神学教授，一直到他退休。我不太记得他是哪一年退休，但是呢，当我1971年进威敏斯特的时候，他已经退休了。他退休之后，第一次结婚，生儿养女，才去世的。His classes began with whispered prayer。他上课呢，一般都有一种微声的祷告开始。They often ended in ringing affirmations of praise。 这个祷告呢是以肯定的雄亮的赞美之声结束的， aflame with the glory of scripture。 他的心被圣经的荣耀焚烧的。有人说你光是听穆里的祷告就值回学费了。 Some people say that if you just listen to Mary pray, it's worth attending his lectures。Regarded by many as the foremost conservative theologian in the English-speaking world， 很多人认为穆里呢是英语世界的最重要的保守派的神学家。 Professor Murray's treatment of theology is characterized by penetration, precision, and deep devotion。 穆里如何处理神学呢？特点是深入彻底 penetration， 精准 precision， 用字逻辑精准 and deep devotion， 出自一个深深爱主 奉献的心。现在我们来读中文的封底的介绍。救赎是基督徒信仰的核心，是敬虔的奥秘。Redemption is the heart of the Christian faith. It is the mystery of godliness. 连永恒也不能救起根底肃静其赞美。Even eternity cannot penetrate or exhaust its depths, nor complete its praise. 但我们的任务是宣传这真理。But our duty is to proclaim this truth, 不断尝试说明这真理 and continually attempt to expound this truth, 并为这真理辩护 and also to defend it. 自从使徒保罗以来，不断有基督徒研究讨论救赎。Since Apostle Paul, many Christians have studied and discussed the doctrine of redemption. 著名解经神学家穆里教授在书中透过严谨的解经、与有心追求的读者一同探讨救赎这个主题，并且使某些被忽略的要点得到重视。 The famous exegetical theologian Professor John Murray uses very precise, rigorous exegesis in this book to explore this theme, this doctrine of redemption, with any serious reader, and has clarified certain emphases or aspects which have been neglected up to this point. 穆里教授于美国费城的威姆斯的神学院开系统神学课。Professor Murray teaches systematic theology at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, United States. 是使用英语的杰出神学家。He is a preeminent theologian in the English-speaking world. 现在呢，我们来看穆里他自己在第一版所写的序 ，Preface to First Edition。我的版本是第五页。最新的版本是罗马字的第十页 Preface to First Edition 第一版的作者序 The accomplishment of redemption or as it has frequently been called the atonement is central in our Christian faith 救赎的成就或者一般被称为赎罪 atonement 那我在这本书呢Atonement 我翻成赎罪 Redemption 我翻成救赎是我们基督教信仰的核心 It is no wonder therefore that the Christian church should have in its possession a rich repertoire of literature on this subject 所以并不惊奇的是基督的教会拥有了多年累积下来的一个很丰富的关于救赎的文献。It is with some misgiving that I have ventured to offer a publication of the following manuscript to deal with an aspect of divine revelation that has been explored to such an extent. 所以我有点的迟疑、把这份的文稿拿出来出版。这本书要处理的是上帝的启示的一个层面，是在这么大的程度上已经探索过的。This present study cannot pretend to be in the same class as many of the superb contributions of both the more remote and the more recent past. 你们手上这本书呢，一点都没有意思要与在比较古老一点，它的意思是大概宗教改革和近年来它的意思是19、20世纪的改革中啊，他们这些作者们的贡献并列。他说很谦卑的说，我并不像那些宗教改革时期或者19世纪改革中的神学家那么的伟大。I can only claim that I'm presenting what has passed through the crucible of my own reflection. 我只能够宣称我所呈现出来的是经过我自己的思考的过程之后的成果。I'm conscious of the profound debt I owe to numberless theologians and expositors. 我很清楚的知道我是欠这些无数这么多的神学家跟解经家的债的。Acknowledgement in detail would be impossible. 若要一一的明示也是不可能的。Other men have labored and have entered into their labors. 这些的作者已经做了他们的功夫，我们现在进入到他们的工作里。However, there are certain facets of this great truth which I have sought to bring into clearer focus. 但是这个伟大的真理救赎有某些的层面呢，我尽可能在这本书呢澄清，使它更加成为我们的焦点。Perhaps some neglected factors have received an emphasis which our present day theological situation demands. 可能这本书里面强调了一些比较忽略掉的因素，是我们目前他的意思二十世纪中叶的神学的处境所要求的。意思就是说呢，到了二十世纪中叶的时候，还是有一些神学家忽略了一些的真理，或者扭曲一些的真理的层面。On so great a theme as Christ's redemptive accomplishment, I am profoundly conscious of the limitations that encompass our attempts at exposition. 关于基督成就救赎这个伟大的主题呢，我非常深深的意识到，我们要去解释、阐释它呢，是受很大的限制的。Thought and expression stagger in the presence of the spectacle that confronts us in the vicarious sin bearing of the Lord of Glory. 我们的思想、我们的表达，站在荣耀之主担当我们的罪。代罪的这个事实面前，在这个的奇观的面前呢，只能够诧异。Here we must realize that we are dealing with the mystery of godliness. 这里我们必须要承认，我们所处理的是敬虔的奥秘。And eternity will not reach the bottom of it, nor exhaust its praise. 在中文的书底里面是这样说的：连永恒也不能救其根底，肃尽其赞美。Yet it is ours to proclaim it. 但是这个真理是属于我们的，要我们去宣告它。And continued attempts to expound and defend its truth. 这个真理呢是我们的，我们要继续的努力去解释它和为它的真实性做出辩护。那这个是他对这本书第一部分的介绍。关于这本书第二部分的介绍。The material in part two of this volume, 这本书的第二部分 dealing with the application of redemption, 是处理救赎的施行的 was written for the Presbyterian Guardian at the request of the editor, the Reverend Leslie W. Sloat, and was published in 22 articles from October 1952 to August 1954. 所以第二部分呢，本来是为了长老会，是正统长老会的捍卫者这份杂志的主编为了他而写的，这主编的名字是 Leslie Sloat 牧师 S-L-O-A-T 顺便一提，他是叫我新月圣经科的希腊文部分的老师，从1952年10月份到1954年8月份分了22期刊登的这份的杂志就是 The OrthodoxPresbyterian Church 正统长老会出版的杂志。威敏斯特神学院 Westminster Theological Seminary 是1929年成立的。 The Orthodox Presbyterian Church 正统长老会是1936年成立的。下面呢就是一些明谢，我就略过了。穆里最后说， I can only hope that the reader will find these studiesconsonant with the witness of Scripture as the only infallible truth. 我只能盼望读者在这本书所找到的是与圣经，就是我们唯一的无谬的信仰的准则，是与圣经的见证符合的。 And that by God's grace, what is according to Scripture will elicit the response of faith and conviction. 而符合圣经的就会引发出我们的信心和坚信信念这种的回应。约翰穆里 John Murray Philadelphia May 24, 1955 1955年5月24号写于美国费中。 Part 1 of the book Redemption Accomplished 这本书的第一部分，救赎的成就。英文原本 English Original Page 9 2015年 2015 Edition Page 3 Chapter 1 The Necessity of the Atonement 第一章救赎的必须性。The accomplishment of redemption is concerned with what has been generally called the atonement. 救赎的成就所关注的是一般被称为赎罪 the atonement, A-T-O-N-E-M-E-N-T. No treatment of the atonement can be properly oriented that does not trace its source to the free and sovereign love of God.处理赎罪论若要有正确的角度的话，就必须要追溯到上帝的自由的主权的爱这个源头 The free and sovereign love of God 上帝白白的自由的主权的爱是赎罪的源头 It is with this perspective that the best known text in the Bible provides us圣经最出名的、一段经文就是提供这个观点角度约翰福音三章十六节 John 3:16 For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life 上帝爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们这一些信他的不罪灭亡反得永生 Here we have anUltimate of divine revelation. 这里我们所领受的是上帝启示的巅峰 ,ultimate. And therefore of human thought. 因此是人类思想的巅峰。Beyond this, we cannot and dare not go. 我们不可能越过这个巅峰。也不敢越过。That it is an ultimate of human thought.Does not exclude, however, any further characterization of this love of God. 约翰三章十六节是人类思想的巅峰，并没有排除我们再进一步来描述上帝的这个爱。The scripture informs us, 圣经告诉我们 that this love of God from which the atonement flows, 这个神的爱就是从这个爱呢赎罪流出的。这个神的爱救赎的源头 and of which it is the expression 赎罪就是要表达这个爱的 is a love that is distinguishing 上帝这个爱呢是做出区分的一种的爱 distinguishing No one gloried in this love of God more than the Apostle Paul 没有一个人比保罗更加的以上帝的这个爱为荣罗马书五章第八节 Romans 5:8 God commended his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners Christ died for us 罗马书第五章第八节唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了罗马书八章三十一到三十二节 Romans 8:31-32 What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 罗马书第八章三十一到第三十二节既是这样还有什么说的呢上帝若帮助我们谁能抵挡我们呢上帝既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗 But it is the same apostle who delineates for us the eternal counsel of God 但是同一位使徒保罗为我们勾画出上帝永恒的计划 Eternal Counsel C-O-U-N-S-E-L Which supplies the background of such protestation 而这个上帝永恒的计划 就为我们提供这种坚称的宣告的背景 and which defines for us the orbit within which such statements have meaning and validity， 也提供了整个的轨迹或者是范围，让这些的宣告有它的意义和合理性。 He writes Romans 8:29， For whom he did foreknow he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren。 罗马书第八章二十九节保罗是这样写的，因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。 And elsewhere he becomes perhaps even more explicit when he says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 and 5 he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love having predestinated us unto the adoption of children through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. 在经文其他的地方，他可能更加的明确的明文的说到，以弗所书第一章四到五节，就如上帝从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。 The love of God from which the atonement springs is not a distinctionless love， 上帝的爱也就是赎罪的泉源，并不是一种不做区分的含糊的爱。 It is a love that electsand predestinates， 上帝的爱是一个拣选的爱，一个预定的爱。 God was pleased to set his invincible and everlasting love upon a countless multitude， 上帝的美意乃是使他的无底的不能征服的永恒的爱临到无数这么多人。 And it is the determinate purpose of this love that atonement secures， 而赎罪大功所保证的所保障的乃是这个爱的决定性的目标。 It is necessary to underline this concept of sovereign love， 我们必须强调这个主权的爱的概念。 Truly God is love， 诚然上帝是爱。Love is not something adventitious， 爱并不是一个偶发的偶然的一个东西。 It is not something that God may choose to be or choose not to be， 爱并不是上帝可以说我是爱或者我选择不是爱。 He is love， and that necessarily inherently and eternally， 他是爱，他必然是爱，他本性本质上就是爱，他永远是爱。 As God is spirit, as he is light, so he is love， 正如上帝是灵，上帝是光，同样的上帝是爱。 Yet it belongs to the very essence of electing love to recognize that， 但是我们必须承认一个事实，这个事实呢是属于拣选的爱的本质的。 Recognize that it is not inherently necessary to that love which God necessarily and eternally is that he should set such love as issues in redemption and adoption upon utterly undesirable and hell deserving objects。 我们必须承认一个事实，是什么呢？上帝愿意把他的爱定在上帝愿意将他的爱领导人，结果是使完全不可爱配进到地狱的对象，这个结果。 我们必须承认这个爱就是使不配的罪人啊得到救赎，这个爱呢使他们得到救赎而得而子的名分，并不是属于上帝的必然的必须的本质的。就是说上帝不是因为他本质上是爱，所以他必须要拯救这些不配的罪人的。我再读一次， It is not inherently necessary to say It is not inherently necessary to that love which God necessarily and eternally is。 上帝这个救赎的爱呢，并不是上帝是爱的那个他的本性本质必然的的一个计划，不是必然的。It is of the free and sovereign good pleasure of His will。 这个爱是属于他的旨意的自由主权的美意。 A good pleasure that emanated from the depths of His own goodness。 这个美意呢，是从他自己的良善的深渊所流出的。 That He chose the people to be heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ。 他竟然选择了 一批的子民作为神的后嗣，而且与基督一同同为后嗣。我先解释一下他的意思，就是说呢，上帝拣选救赎罪人，这么多的罪人呢，不是因为他本质上他的本性必须要这样做，不是必然的 not necessary， 而是主权的 it's sovereign， 不是他非做这个不可，那是他竟然选择了计划了要做，选择计划要做。 The reason resides wholly in himself。 上帝拣选救赎罪人的原因 reason 完全是在他里面，在于他本身。And proceeds from determinations that are peculiarly his as the I am that I am。 这个原因完全在他本身，来自这一位我就是我所是的，就是我是自由拥有的那位的他独有的决定。 Determinations that are peculiarly his， 唯有他所有的一些的决定或者计划。The atonement does not win or constrain the love of God。 赎罪并没有赢得上帝的爱，赎罪就基督的赎罪也不是强迫或者是勉强或者是催逼上帝来爱。 The love of God constrains to the atonement。 不是的，相反的，上帝的爱是催逼是催使基督的赎罪 as the means of accomplishing love's determinant purpose。 上帝的爱是催使基督的赎罪，基督赎罪就是要成就爱的决定目标的方法，是因为上帝这种主权的爱，所以催使基督上十字架的。 It must be regarded therefore， 因此呢，我们必须这样子认为 as a settled datum， 而且是一个已经固定的一个论据， that the love of God is the cause or source of the atonement。 不必再辩论了哈，上帝的爱是基督赎罪的成因 cause 和源头 source。 But this does not answer the question as to the reason or necessity。 但是呢，我们这样讲还没有回答一个问题，就是赎罪的理由 a reason 或者必须性 necessity。What is the reason why the love of God should take such a way of realizing its end and fulfilling its purpose? So, 为了什么原因上帝的爱要用这种方法来实现他的目标，来成就他的旨意呢？我们下一讲继续讲这个救赎的原因 the reason for the atonement.